With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Amanda in Cave Creek?
Morning.
Hi.
Amanda, what's going on with your boyfriend, is it?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend, Henry.
What's going on with Henry?
I'm hoping that you can tell me. I've been with Henry for about a year now, and I don't know. I've always gotten this really weird vibe from his roommate. Her name is Tiffany, and I don't know. Henry was really upfront with me about the fact that she's actually tried to hook up with him before.
Oh.
But, yeah, according to him, he's not interested. And I'm not even calling about her. I don't think they're hooking up, but what actually happened is that Tiffany called me to tell me that he's cheating on me with someone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like a mess. She says that she heard them in another room together and that, you know, she just wanted to let me know. And I haven't confronted Henry about it because I don't want to seem crazy for believing Tiffany because I know that she wants to hook up with him.
Right.
So like maybe she's trying to break us up. I'm so confused. I just need help.
That is crazy.
This is messy. So he lives with a girl and she likes him and you're okay with that.
I mean, as long as he's not following through, I can't do anything if other women.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to expect him to break a lease over it, so I get that.
I would. But I mean, girl, that's just me. That's not you. I'm single, so. But wow. So you said you haven't talked to Henry about this at all.
No, because I might just be buying into the stuff that Tiffany's telling me. Maybe she wants us to get in some big fight so that she can swoop in and.
Right.
I don't really know.
No, I get the hesitation there.
Or she could definitely be using girl code here and letting you know.
It's true.
Right.
This is confusing to me because it is like, who do you believe in that moment? Yeah. I don't even know what's going on.
Or you get in a relationship with both of them.
Oh, my God.
You ever thought about that?
No.
No, Amanda?
No, thank you.
Okay, just wanted to check.
That is genius of Tiffany, though. If she's doing this just to sabotage your relationship,
oh,
that's
well, let's
really
let's
smart.
let's not praise that.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like about that crazy, but I always like to believe the best in women, so I'm going to hope that's not why, but I also want to believe the best in my boyfriend.
How long have you been with Henry?
About a year.
And has he lived with Tiffany this whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever tried anything shady in the past?
Not that I know of. I mean, I know that she tried to hook up with him one night when she was drunk. He turned her down, according to him.
Girl.
You know, like, she's never said anything to me about it.
Is she hot?
I mean, in a, like...
You're supposed to say no!
Well, her name is Tiffany, if that tells you anything.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what that says.
Yeah, I know nice Tiffany's, but I understand why you might feel a little salty towards her.
I mean, she's like a little dollar store basic, but whatever.
Oh!
Dollar store basic?
Oh, my.
Those are in. Okay. I don't know if you knew.
I think some guys probably find her attractive.
Okay, she's hot. All right, so what we're going to do, Amanda, we're going to call Henry up. We're going to tell him he's won a free romantic hotel stay and ask him one simple question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully says your name because, according to you, probably the only one you're thinking of is Tiffany that he might be trying to get with or already with.
I mean, let's hope it's me.
There you go. That's what it is. I'm just surprised you haven't set up security cameras secretly in his apartment
what?
At this point. I would have.
You're crazy.
Yep, that's Anish.
Hey.
We're going to call Henry up next. That staycation setup. Shimony mess, don't you move. Okay, we're back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Amanda moments ago, and she let us know there's a little situation with her and her boyfriend, Henry, and this girl, Tiffany. Now, Tiffany actually got a hold of you, Amanda?
Yeah, she got a hold of me, which in and of itself is a little bit weird. She is his roommate. I've been with him for a year. I've always known that she kind of had a thing for him. But she's now claiming that he's cheating on me with somebody else, not her.
Hmm.
And I don't know what to believe because I don't know if she's trying to make it so that I get in some big fight with him and then she can, like, you know, get him or if it's true.
Like, I don't know how you haven't gotten rid of her or made him break his lease, because I would have done that too.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, you want to trust the person you're with.
Oh. Exactly.
I trust him. So he hasn't given me a reason not to. If she's shady, she's shady, and I just need to know that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going to call him up off from the free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on the reservation, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We got you. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Henry?
This is him.
Hi, Henry. My name is Jonathan, and I'm with the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay, so we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, accompany that with our honeymoon package, and I'm calling to confirm some details to get that set up.
How was my name put in this whole situation?
Well, I appreciate you asking. We're a new establishment here in the Valley, and we're working off of an online database, so it looks like you would end up being randomly selected as our grand prize winner. So we wanted to make sure we set you up properly with your reservation. You're going to be getting the top-of-the-line stay here at the Aurora Hotel. And the best part is it's free.
No, I'm not really interested. This sounds like complete bullshit to me, to be honest with you, man.
Are you sure? I mean, this is going to be a weekend stay. It's a romantic one, so we throw in that honeymoon package there, especially if you have someone that you really appreciate or someone like that you actually are in love with and you want to show that appreciation for. We only want a review of your experience in return for the stay.
There's no, like, fees?
That is correct, sir. No deposits, fees, or taxes included with the stay. You would only be responsible for room service should you decide to get that.
Completely free.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started with the reservation paperwork here. With this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note, and this is from you to your guest. Now, I could put a generic message on there, or maybe you have something more specific.
I guess let's put, like, let's make this weekend worthwhile, sexy.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's name so we can personalize it.
Her name is Tiffany.
Oh, my God. First of all, that is his damn roommate. What the actual is going on? Oof. Are you kidding me?
We have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5 right now, bro.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you don't Tiffany, huh? That is such an unbelievable load of bull. And who else are you cheating on me with, Henry? Because I know there are multiple women because Tiffany is the one that outed you to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Amanda, I'm telling you, it was just like once or twice with Tiffany, and it's all it really was. This is just I didn't even think this was
twice,
real.
So like, oh, I can just like forget that. And how many other girls are there?
And which time was better, the first or the twice?
Oh, God. Don't ask that question.
Hello, how many other girls? There's another girl, isn't there? Right.
Look, Henry, Amanda called us because your roommate Tiffany told her you had someone else in your room. Are you cheating on her with multiple women?
I mean,
Oh my God.
That's a yes.
I have a lot of friends. And we hang out.
Friends? Wow.
You're disgusting.
You know I care about you, Amanda. You know I do.
Oh my God. Are you going to apologize?
I'm so sorry, Amanda. Like, I don't know why you're putting me on the radio. I'm supposed to be apologizing.
Excuse me.
Seriously? Yeah, you can take that apology and you can shove it up your
Will it fit? Wow.
Amanda?
Wow. She hung up.
Good job, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, please. Like, this is our fault.
Way to save the world. One relationship at a time.
So here, always. Henry, so you have Amanda, obviously. She had feelings for you, and you have feelings for this other girl. Why don't you just break up with Amanda and get with Tiffany?
Tiffany's not that kind of girl. She's just fun. Why am I even telling you guys?
We already know enough about you. And honestly,
my complete relationship.
Okay, we didn't ruin anything. You did that all by yourself, actually, by choosing to cheat on Amanda. And now I'm wondering if Tiffany only told Amanda because she's upset you're cheating with other people, too.
Tiffany's just jealous because she just wants me to herself, and she's not the only side piece, and she knows it.
I don't want to even talk to him anymore.
We can hang up on him.
Blaming us.
Call Amanda and give her some counseling services, right?
He just admitted to having multiple side chicks.
Like it was nothing. He's blaming us.
Good. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. Okay.
Jeez.
He hung up already?
Get it. Let's call him back. Hold on.
Hello?
Henry, one more thing.
Oh, my God. What?
I just want to make sure you're there so we can hang up with you. Hold on. Perfect.
That was so petty and I loved it.
Had to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.